The long-threatened European war is now upon us. For more than 100 years, no such danger has confronted civilization. It is for you to take full account of the desperate situation and to act promptly and vigorously in the interests of peace. You have never been consulted about this war. Whatever may be the rights and wrongs of the sudden crushing attack made by the militarist Empire of Austria upon Serbia, it is certain that the workers of all countries likely to be drawn into the conflict must strain every nerve to prevent their governments from committing them to war. Everywhere, socialists and the organised forces of labour are taking this course. Everywhere, vehement protests are being made against the greed and intrigue of militarists and armament mongers. We call upon you to do the same here in Great Britain, upon an even more impressive scale. Hold vast demonstrations against war in London and in every industrial centre. Compel those of the governing class and their press, who are eager to commit you to cooperate with Russian despotism, to keep silent and to respect the decision of the overwhelming majority of the people, who will have neither part nor lot in such infamy. The success of Russia at the present day would be a curse to the world. There is no time to lose. Already, by secret agreements and understandings, of which the democracies of the civilised world know only by rumour, steps are being taken which may fling us into the fray. Workers, stand together, therefore, for peace. Combine and conquer the militarist enemy and the self-seeking imperialist today and for all. Men and women of Britain, you have now an unexampled opportunity of showing your power, rendering a magnificent service to humanity and to the world. Proclaim that for you the days of plunder and butchery have gone by. Send messages of peace and fraternity to your fellows who have less liberty than you.